Family Care is a Medicaid program providing long-term community care for the elderly and disabled adults. In a cost-cutting move, the state froze Family Care. A coalition is hoping to remove the cap by writing to the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary, asking Kathleen Sebelius to deny a waiver the Walker administration needs to change the program. Lynn Breedlove directs Disability Rights Wisconsin, one of more than 100 groups which oppose the cap on family care.
As of the beginning of this month, there's over 9,000 people on waiting lists who are just going to be stuck now because there's no hope for any services anytime soon.
Breedlove says Wisconsin's agreement with the federal government was to end county waiting lists for family care within 3 years. He says many counties in their second year won't accomplish that with a freeze on funding.
The other sources of money they might have been able to turn to, they actually got cut there. So they're going to have trouble meeting the other needs for service aside from long-term care. And there's absolutely no slack for them to invest the money to make up for the loss of the family care funding.
Governor Walker has indicated the freeze on family care may be reviewed later this year. But in the meantime, the state's health department is working with the Centers for Medicaid Services to see what needs to be done to get a federal waiver continuing the cap on new enrollments. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.